thick into the laws of tzitzis. We're going to do Simen Yudalid. Because, unfortunately, not everything is super-duper relevant, I'm just kind of doing the highlights, the relevant stuff in each siman. And primarily based on the Sefer Living Halacha by Rav Gershon Meltzer. So a question that comes up very often is, should you wear a talis when you're davening for the amud, when you're doing mincha or mariv? For shacharis, everyone knows, everyone's wearing a talis, and the chazan also wears a talis. The question is, what about mincha mariv, and what about when you get an aliyah? So the simple halacha based on the Mishnah Brura in Simeon and Dalet is, yes, because there's a din of wearing a talis out of respect for the congregation. And this is based in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where it says that Hashem himself is mit'atef, he covers himself with a talis, like a prayer leader. It's on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, talking about slichos. Also, a slichos should be done with a talis. And that's why we wear a talis when we get an aliyah. Seemingly, that would be true min chamarav kabbalat Shabbat all the time. That is actually explicitly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Mariv, a chazan should wear a talis. I don't know what al chabadnikim do, but I'd be curious. I wonder if that's what they're makbid about. Nonetheless, if you look around, poke chazi, many chazans don't wear talises at mincha and certainly mariv. What's going on? It could be it's just a simple mistake. They looked around, they don't know, they haven't learned the halacha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach gives a justification. He says, perhaps the idea that it's respectful to wear a talis is only relevant when everyone else around you is wearing a talis. So at shacharis, everyone's wearing a talis. But at mincha and marv, since no one else is wearing a talis, there's no need to wear a talis. And so even, you know, if you get an aliyah for the Torah, no need to wear a talis. And that's the justification. Lamaisa, it seems like you have what to rely upon, whatever you do. If you do take a talis and it's during the day, then you have to know the halachas, which are a little bit complicated, about when you say a bracha on that talis. Bekitzer, if you're doing it on your own talis that was not wrapped on you, you would try to have in mind that you're being yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis and you say a bracha, litatef. If you're doing it on the shul's talis, you dafka have in mind not to be yotzei. But it's, again, a little bit complicated. Similarly, with your friend, you should have in mind one way or the other, ideally, if you can remember. Okay, hope this was relevant and interesting. Have a beautiful day full of connection to Hashem through His beautiful halacha.